broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk 811 Wednesday night with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
How you doing, brother? Bobby.
Right on time.
Right on time. Right Rocker on sitting time back man. With his...
Bobby Ross.
Bobby Ross shirt.
Bob Ross shirt.
The owner operator of Fort Recovery Radio, Mr. Neil Spencer, in the house. How are you, Spencey?
Not too bad.
So we got to tell you about our week that was, and it all started... we're going to talk about, tonight is basically, it's report card for winter sports.
Report card night.
So we're going to go over our winter sports teams. We're going to talk about them. First, we're going to talk about, last Wednesday we had a ball game, but the Wednesday before we had on Reed Knuth and the girls and boys from the show choir, or from the theater.
The theater, yep.
And they had their thing at the school, and I think that from what I heard, it was great.
Yep.
And then we had Ray Cooney and Reed Knuth from the Jay County Civic Theater.
The Civic Theater, yeah.
So, ding dong over there, Mr. Feely says, hey, let's go over there Thursday night to the Jay Civic Theater.
Yep.
So, me and Big Fee, Ice Storm.
Went to the Spelling Bee.
We went to the Spelling Bee.
Blizzard.
Putnam
County Spelling Bee.
So, Ray says, you know, so what could happen here? He says, you know, they got like, what, 8 people in the cast?
Yeah.
Probably 12.
About that, yeah, 8, 12.
But there's about 8 spellers, and then they get these morons out of the stage, out of the fans, to come up and be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who the 2 morons of the 4 that was picked?
Bingo.
You're looking at them, folks.
That's awesome.
Me and the Big V.
We went to stage.
So did you guys volunteer, or did they just grab you?
No.
There's no volunteering
involved. We're sitting in the middle of the theater, you know, people all around us. And by the way, there was probably about 100 people there. It was great.
Great show.
50 from Ohio.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just unbelievable how many people supported it. And so they, right away, you know, we need some Bob Stogler, Harold Feely. Oh, I look at a fee. We're sitting, this ain't really happening. So we go up there and Ray says, okay, I'm going to give you guys words. You're going to ask for the definition. And then you're going to ask, use it in a sentence.
Use it in a sentence.
So me and Fee put a number on us and we go out into theater. And we're like, what in the hell is going on? So we go sit, and there's all these, and the contestants or the players, they're junior high kids, right? So me and Fee go sit in a bleacher, and they're like, you can't sit there, trying to just make us feel like idiots, which worked perfect. Which me and Fee's looking around like,
really well.
Are we in the wrong spot? What the hell's going on? And Reed's over like, you guys can't sit there, you can't. And we're like, so finally, I figured it out, they're just messing with us.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to make us feel stupid. Lingo. So they go up there, and then they give Fee a word, and he misspells it, and they give me a word, and I misspell it, thank God.
If you had spelled it right, you'd still be up there.
There was one guy that went to...
One guy had 2 or 3. Yeah. Right. It was unbelievable.
But I really enjoyed that.
It was fun.
A lot of laughs, and they do a great job. And we, Fort Recovery Radio, will continue to support that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was a really cool thing.
It was.
Yeah. And then, Fee, this weekend we had the Celebration Life for your brother, Joe Feely.
Yep.
There's neat things in life, folks, but that was unbelievable.
That was pretty unbelievable.
Chicago. Big place in Chicago.
The Metro.
Big famous place.
So Chicago. I don't know nothing. I mean, I'm really stupid. So we go to this hotel, which was maybe the nicest hotel I've ever stayed
in. Pretty sweet. Yeah, pretty sweet hotel.
No, I take it back. It was the nicest hotel I've ever stayed in.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
You know, it's got the robes and the whole 9 yards.
Oh, yeah.
It was nice.
Big time.
So did that robe fit in your suitcase?
I no, and it was not quite big enough.
Ooh,
yeah, just about covered my chest. That's about it.
That's it.
But it was really. We had a great time, and we laughed and we cried and we
a little bit of everything. A lot of emotions.
Yeah, it was, and It was just, it was, it, I was proud to be up there, and I can't imagine how you felt with
it. Oh, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable how many people, I had so many people come up to me and tell me how they absolutely love my brother, and yeah. I said, feeling's mutual.
Yeah.
Pretty good dude, but.
Yeah, he.
It was fun.
He liked everybody.
Yeah.
And it showed.
All the people got up there. He had a couple people that, the one girl came up to me, and she's like, I was 29 years old, and I came from my Catholic family, and she said, I was just about to move in with my boyfriend, and my dad's coming up. And she said, I got to tell my dad, and this is going to be awful, and what do I do, Joe? And Joe said, just be yourself. And this, the dude comes up, and Joe stayed after his shift just to make sure she was okay, and he went up to him and started talking to him and got him some wine, and then they were, you know, he just made a big fuss over this guy, and she said by the end of the night he bought my boyfriend a drink and we went drinking with Joe. I said, perfect. And she said, and we're married today. Thanks for a couple of them stories like that.
Never been to Wrigley Field or that area.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
Now, I take that back. I was at Mia's at Joe's Restaurant, which is right down the road. Right down the road. I had no idea where I was at when back then. And Wrigley Field is just unbelievable.
It's pretty awesome. It is really awesome.
You drive down Waveland Avenue, okay? That's left field where you hit one out and go on the Waveland Avenue.
Yep.
The seats actually overhang the road.
Yep. Really?
Yeah. It is so cool how it's set up.
Wow.
It's a pretty good setup.
It is. And then during games, they just close Waveland Avenue.
Yeah.
So it's just people. And it was really cool. I enjoyed it.
I tell you what, I got some pretty damn good friends, too. I had Bob and Jack and Bill all made the trip up, and Mick McClurg flew in, and Don and Amy came up. And I tell you what, that touches your heart a little bit when you get friends like that.
I'm sure
my brother would be smiling down above and loving that.
That's exactly right. Let's take a break, come back. We're going to talk Fort Recovery Sports right after this.
Wayne Street Market has your solution for Lent. Every Friday during Lent, they'll be serving their famous fish dinners for $8.99, which includes 3 pieces of freshly fried fish, your choice of 2 side dishes, and a roll. And you can also get their family fish dinner, which is a full pound of their freshly fried fish, your choice of 2 one-pound side dishes, and 4 rolls. Be sure to call ahead and place your order at 375-2865 so you can avoid the lines and to be sure they haven't run out of fish that day. Make Wayne Street Market your Lent headquarters every Friday during Lent.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 begins an interesting business year. Has your business experienced change within your operation? Or maybe you've undergone the loss of internal critical personnel, a trusted banker, or advisor. Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action on how to navigate these challenges in your business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesday, you can get special prices on our famous wings and draft beers. Wednesday night, get $3 off of any of our large pizzas. And Thursday, you can get our tenderloin basket. On Friday and Saturday evenings, we offer a sirloin steak or all-you-can-eat chicken that both include our salad bar and your choice of potato and a dinner roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern for some great home cooking.
The Win on the Wabash is excited to announce an exclusive St. Patrick's Day interview with each of our headlining entertainment acts for this year, Jake Worthington and Drew Parker. Drew and Jake join me, RJ, virtually starting at 7 p.m. on March 17th to talk about their careers, music, and excitement for this year's WOW. You can watch live on the WOW Super Raffle Facebook page or on our YouTube channel, WOW Raffle. You can also listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio. So come shamrock and roll with me, Jake Worthington, and Drew Parker on March 17th as we get pumped up for the 2022 Win on the Wabash.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
I always hate when basketball season's over.
I do too. Unless it's like the end of March, and we just finished.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So we're going to talk a little bit about our season that was. Mm-hmm. You know, we have pretty high expectations here in Fort Recovery.
We do.
Our girls program. We're going to talk with the JV starting out. Mm-hmm. I would guess that the girls JV team finished, I'm going to say, 12-10.
I was going to say 500.
Maybe something like that. Maybe 11-9. They missed a couple games.
Yeah, and most of the time it depended on how much for what earlier in the year, I believe, Callie was playing a lot on the JV.
Down,
And then it depended a lot on what keep wanting to say Mandy.
Kennedy.
Kennedy and Carly played, you know.
So
when they played, especially when those three played, we were winning. But they went on playing more on the varsity, and that gave a lot of other girls opportunities. And, you know, we might not have won those games, but those girls all got a lot better.
Yeah. So when you look at the girls' JV team, Fee, and lots of youth.
For sure.
Lots of young girls. Lots of kids throwing it into the wolves a little bit.
Yeah.
And I would say that Chris Guggenbiller and the staff, I would say the girls' JV had a nice year.
I would say a very good year.
I mean, I thought that they were competitive.
Yep. And, you know, I think that as a JV coach, it's one of the toughest coaches because you do get a roll going. You know, you start winning some games and you start getting into a little bit. Well, once you've trained these, or once these girls get better, the main thing is that's a farm system. You got to bring that up. They got to get them girls up on varsity, you know, especially a varsity team that was a little slow starting, you know, they could use some help. And yeah, I think he did a great job. I think the JV, like you said, the girls got kind of thrown in because we did, like Neil said, we took away two or three really, really good players that are freshmen, you know, that should be down there. But, you know, I think we did. I would definitely say that the JV girls did a great job this year.
You could say that the three freshmen, Kennedy,
Carly
Niekamp, and the little Wendell girl, Callie, were all...
I think she's a sophomore.
Is she a sophomore?
That's right.
Yeah, she's sophomore. You could say that those three all should be JV players.
Yeah.
Especially at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
They're JV players.
Yep.
And at the end of the year, all three were very, very good varsity basketball players.
Good, buddy. Yeah, yeah, very good.
I think Carly had 13 the sectional, first game of sectional.
Yeah.
I think Callie had double figures. She might have led us. She might have.
Yeah.
She's shooting lights out.
She's shooting lights out.
Kennedy was the most improved player in the whole program. Now, in my eyes. You know,
and especially confidence wise.
Yeah, just that's exactly right. That's hitting
she was
head on with the nail.
She was good.
Yeah.
But she wasn't confident that she was good enough to be playing, but she was.
She's very tentative. Yeah.
It just took her a while and she got confident and she was you knew she could was going to end up being great somewhere along the line.
And
you're hoping it was this year. Yeah.
When you look at Sage Leuthold.
Yep.
I have big expectations for her.
She's got a chance of being
if she
good
hits a weight room and she learns some more post moves. She wasn't rattled by the big stage.
No. I don't think either. And you are exactly right. I mean, a lot of her problems was just strength.
Yeah.
Just completely strength. She knows what to do. She makes the moves.
Yep.
Just isn't strong enough to get the ball there yet.
She's also a pretty good shooter for a big girl.
Yep.
You look at, of course, the who's the little girl that plays varsity most of the time but did play some JV. Quick. Oh, darn
Garkey?
It. Kenzie Garkey.
Yep. Yeah. Kenzie, yep.
You know, she...
forgot about her because she broke her finger.
Yeah. Yeah. She has a chance to be really good.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's a hustler.
I agree. Yep.
She is a hustler.
Yep. I liked you know, and we're not trying to miss anybody. You know, I thought Maddie Guggenbiller, who didn't play last year as a junior, I thought Maddie contributed.
Yeah, she's got a great stroke.
Yeah, she does.
She's got a great left hand stroke.
Yeah, you know, if she gets in basketball shape and she could help this team out.
Absolutely, those kind of girls. If you can shoot, you can play.
Yeah, that's right.
I think so, anyhow.
No, I agree with you. You know, there's a little Alec girl down there, and there's a bunch of those girls that that you just really enjoyed watching them play. They played hard.
They did.
I thought that, you know, another girl who, you know, Mara Wenning.
Mara's another one that's going to be good.
Yeah.
You know, these, and you know, it. I think the cupboards are going to get really, really heavy next year.
Yeah, yeah. When you think
we got lose some kids. Seniors. Yeah, we lost a couple seniors. They were good ones. Yeah. But, you know, I think we're going to have a pretty good ball club.
Yeah, we have a chance. I agree.
Got a chance. Got a chance.
You know, the other girls, Kylie Post. Kylie works her butt off every time she comes. Same with the Greasy girl.
Yep. Yeah. I also love the foreign exchange student.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too bad, you know, she can't come back, but... It was just an absolute. I loved watching her. She was she knew the game. You know, most of the time, a lot of times you get the foreign exchange girls that, you know, they just ain't real sure about stuff. But man, they're tremendous.
You allowed to have meat on Wednesday, Ash Wednesday.
I think you're all right. Too late now.
You're traveling. Yep.
You're traveling. Yeah, you travel. You're allowed to travel. My dad.
Anytime said you travel, you're allowed to have meat.
You're allowed to have meat.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Ain't that something?
Forgot all about it.
Okay. I should have shut up and let you enjoy it.
You shut him off.
You mad at me?
No.
Nope. No. It is good cheese, though. Pretty good cheese. Yep. Great cheese. Great cheese. So Fee, give me a letter grade for the JV.
JV, I would say I would put a B+ on that.
B+ing.
Yeah.
I was thinking C+ because of not a bunch of victories, but as far as what I'm seeing for the future, absolutely.
I'm giving a B-. So we're all pretty
in there.
So Coach Guggenbeller and Coach Vaughnie and Coach Steiny, Danny, you guys did good. So did good. So that is our JV. We're going to come back and talk JV boys.
Boys next.
Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero turn in the industry. Ferris, experience suspension.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hi, my name is Ava Shane.
I'm Sophie Pearson.
And I'm Ella Shane.
And we are the Fort Recovery Girls Softball Team, and we're having our annual Pulled Pork Fundraiser.
The tickets are just $8 each, and you can get one of Wendell's Barbecue's famous pulled pork sandwiches, mac and cheese, and chips.
The dinners will be available on Sunday afternoon, March 13th, and you can just drive by and pick them up at St. Joe's store from 4 to 6 p.m.
Contact any of us on the softball team for tickets, and we'll also be selling them at all the home boys and girls basketball games.
Don't miss out on the girls softball team's annual barbecue pulled pork dinners available on March 13th at St. Joe's store.
See any of us on the team to get your tickets.
Bye.
Bye.
The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club is having a pork chop dinner on Tuesday, March 15th. It's carry out only from 4 to 6, and they'll be available for pickup at the elementary preschool entrance. These 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinners will be prepared by Two Willies Barbecue using the international award-winning Iowa State Fair recipe, and the dinner includes a smoked pork chop, baked potato with butter and sour cream, applesauce, and a roll. The tickets are only $8 and must be purchased by Thursday, March 3rd from any high school SADD member, and they are also available at the high school and middle school offices.
The academic boosters are the group that recognizes students during our home basketball games. Get your academic booster dinner tickets before March 3rd for the 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinner at the school offices or from any SAD member. Then just head out to the elementary school and drive by the preschool entrance and pick up your dinners on Tuesday, March 15th between 4 and 6. And get a couple of extra tickets and get some dinners to put in your refrigerator for a quick meal later on. Just be sure to get your smoked pork chop dinner tickets before March 3rd.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Fee, we just talked about the JV girls. We're going to talk JV boys now, Harold.
JV boys.
Fee, the girls, the boys JV finished with a record of
12 and 10.
I think that's pretty
Sounds
accurate.
Close.
Yep. Pretty close to that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked about the girls JV being fun to watch, and I thought the boys JV.
Same situation. I tell you, that's awesome when they're competitive and they get after it. I mean, we lost some close games this year, but
we did.
But we battled. I thought Rex Larette had a great year.
Yeah, I thought.
I thought he had a really nice year. We had Wyatt Grover is a player.
Yep.
You know, I think he's another kid you got to watch. He's going to be good. Ross Pearson came in, gave us good minutes, worked his butt off at D. Alex Deuce, at the end of the year, I felt like his confidence level was getting bigger and better, too. He was shooting threes from the bombs in the corner. And I think, you know, I thought Coach Weitzel did a great job. I mean, I think they played hard all year. And like we said, it was kind of fun to watch them.
I agree. I think that when you look it back, I think those kids really had fun under Coach Weitzel.
Yep.
Is it Weitzel?
Weitzel.
Weitzel, I'm pretty sure.
I think it's Weitzel.
We spell it different.
Yeah.
Oh, we do?
W-E-I-T-Z-E-L. Weitzel.
So how is this one spelled?
W-H-I-T-Z-E-L.
Oh, Weitzel.
W-S-E-L.
Yep. Weitzel. Okay.
Weitzel.
Yep.
You wouldn't Weitzel. Be good in the spelling bee. You would, me and Fee win, you lose.
Well, you're looking at the paper.
Maybe we are. It does make a difference.
It does help.
Yes, it does.
I thought that JV team finished 12 and 10. I thought if Troy Homan stays down, they probably go 14 and 8. Maybe 15-7. I think he makes a difference down there.
Would have helped. Yeah. Yep.
I think Troy Homan has a chance. I think if Troy Homan learns how to shoot it, he's strong. He's got great post moves. He handles the ball well. I think if Troy Homan decides to concentrate on basketball, now he's a three sport star.
Yep, he's another one. Exactly.
You know? So how much is he going to play basketball over the? You know,
it's tough.
I don't know.
It's tough.
Exactly. But if he learns how to shoot, because he's going to shoot a lot of free throws. He shot free throws galore in a little bit of varsity time he played this year.
Yeah, absolutely. He's not afraid to take it into the hole, into the paint. That's, you know, little guards, a lot of times they don't want no part of that. But he loved that. He loved contact. Didn't bother him a bit. And like you said, he got put on the line a lot.
Yep.
So he's got to get that confidence level up.
I agree. You know that freshman team, that Briggs Overman. Yep. And Eli Leonards and the Greasy Kid and Cooper and them boys.
Yep.
And
Mason Dillon.
Mason. Them guys are not bad.
No, they're good. I think they've got a chance. And they'll be one of them classes, I feel like, that may stay together.
Yeah.
You know, like next year, I think they're just going to stay together on JV. You know, there might be one sneak up to the varsity, but for the most part, that group's going to stay together, and it's going to be one of them, and they're just going to have to wait their time. But as soon as they get there, they'll be good.
Mark it right now. Mark this. Mark it down. Write this down. Eli Leonards and Mason Dill are both going to be 6'7".
Oh, I agree.
They're going to be that tall.
Yeah. They both got a chance being huge.
Yeah.
Greg Diller's 6'5".
Yeah.
And Dan Leonards is 7'1".
Yep.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
Approximately.
Rough. Give or take 5 inches.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Big P would have him that.
At least that.
Yeah. I mean, that's how Big P announced it. That's the way Chuck Benn was 6'7".
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I like them. I like these guys. I enjoyed watching them. I agree with you on Rex. Alex Deuce is just he just balls the wall. He don't.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I'll tell you another kid I like is Reese Guggenbiller. Reese is a, you know, he can shoot it. Reese can shoot it.
And he's a hustling maniac.
He is.
He's
the hustling maniac and the lunatic of that whole group is the Toby kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Rick. He goes 1,000. 1,000 miles an hour.
That's what I loved about his dad.
He reminds me so much of Jeff Homan when Jeff Homan played.
Yeah. Yep. Go 100.
Go 100, and he can make layups going 100.
Yep. Going 100, he can make it.
Yep. He goes 10 mile an hour, he misses it.
Yep. I remember several guys like that. A lot of them didn't make it to the varsity. Jeff Homan did, and I remember him at least once a game slamming into those bleachers on the end.
I feel the same way about Toby Kidd. Yeah. I love watching
his dad did that, too. He only played freshman and sophomore.
Yeah,
Jimmy was.
I love to watch that guy play because he just went a million miles an hour.
Yeah.
And I couldn't help but just like that kid.
Yeah.
And Riggs is a lot like that.
Yeah. When you look at the future of our program, and all these kids are going to be able to have the opportunity to play because Coach Melton likes to play a lot of kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean,
Troy Homan and Rex Leverett have a chance next year to really play a lot and contribute to that team.
Oh, yes.
How much do they want to?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
How much do they want? Rex Leverett, how much do you want to play?
Yeah, because the sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit.
You want to play, it's there.
Yep, because that kid can shoot it. The kid's got it. You know, when you think about where he was to where he is now, and how many rebounds a kid get a game?
A lot.
Yeah.
I
mean, he's a double-digit guy every game.
He
knows how to get position and rebound, and that's big. That is big.
Rex is got to balk. He got to balk, Rex.
Yeah. Get him strong.
Yeah. Yep. And if he does,
how do you balk?
You
get mashed potatoes and go to the gym.
Yep. You eat that cheese right in front of you.
Eat the cheese and hit the weights.
Yep. And if he does that, he'll average 10 points a game next year. Five rebounds.
I agree.
Because if we're going to be, if we want to get, when was the last time Fort Carey boys won a sectional? It's been too damn long.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And it's been just too damn long. We are too good to continue to lose the first and second game in the tournament.
Yep.
We just can't happen.
Yeah, we got to win.
And we need this group of guys this year.
Go together.
To say, boys, this is bull crap. We're done. It is time to get through the section. We got to get a sectional title next year in Fort Carey.
Yep.
Because we're too good. We're too, you know.
Well, I mean, we're going to have a kid that's probably going to have 1,000 points that never won a sectional.
Yeah.
Well, that ain't right.
No.
Something ain't right there. That kid's way too good. And we got way too many weapons around him that we can't win. We're going to win.
So our grade for the JV, Mr. Fee.
I am going to go with a solid B.
Solid B, and I agree with you 100%. I'm giving B. Spency?
I'm going to say B for the way it went and an A for potential that I'm very sure will be realized.
Okay.
I like it.
I like it. Let's go girls varsity.
Girls varsity?
Want to?
Yep.
You want to take a break or you want to?
Whatever you want to do.
Let's just go into the girls varsity team.
Get after it.
All right. So we've talked about this before. This is going to be a tough one to grade because they only won 6 games.
Yep.
So right away, a Fort Carey girls basketball team wins 6 games getting an F.
Yeah.
I ain't giving them an F.
Nope.
Here's why.
Okay. What you got?
Here's a group of girls with a couple seniors.
Yep.
Right?
Couple seniors.
Who probably were committed to volleyball.
Yep.
In fact, you could say that the three best players on that team were volleyball girls.
Yeah.
Whit, Gracie, and Mara. Right?
Yep.
And they lost probably the hardest volleyball game in the world to lose.
Tough one. Yep.
And when your heart is not into that next sport, okay?
Takes a while to get going.
You're damn right.
Yeah, it's going to take a while to get going.
And you could tell at the beginning of the year that those girls, the last thing they wanted to do was to play basketball.
Play basketball, yeah.
And I think that's why we got off such a slow start.
It was. I think it, too. You could tell. I mean, it was.
They were injured.
It was going to take them a while, you know, and they came out.
Wasn't healthy until the last 5 games.
No, did we? We came out of the gate and played like 5 or 6 games within a week, seemed like. We were playing wide open, and you know, I agree. I mean, I think that's tough coming off of that, especially when you're that close in volleyball. I mean, it was a tough loss for them, and Yeah, I could see that. That's definitely a good explanation of why we came out a little slow.
Yeah. So then we don't even know what's going on, because we don't know the starting lines. Our hands are so tied starting out that season. We don't know who's our, we don't know. We think Mandy or
Kennedy.
She had a great summer playing with the varsity.
Yeah.
She starts out timid. She starts out like, I shouldn't. Hey, what rocker? Grab me one of those, buddy. Thank you.
So good.
And Witt's injured, and Mara can't find her stroke, and Grace couldn't find her stroke, and we couldn't score, and it just carried on. We could not score
points. We couldn't score. That was a killer. We played pretty good defense.
The effort's there.
The effort was there.
Four recovery kids are never going to not effort.
Yep.
But we had a hard time finding a hole.
Yeah.
Couldn't get her in there.
That's exactly right.
But I felt like, and we were looking for some kind of continuity too. Yeah, I mean, we weren't sure who was starting, who wasn't, and there was kids that were still, Carly and them were still back at JV and coming back up, and do you throw them out there right away or not? And I'm sure that was something Holly had to think about too,
Right.
But
so the season goes on, and as where we were getting better, we got a little more healthy. Witt turned the corner. And when Witt played, I mean, really, we could have very easily beat Minster in that sectional final. We could have beat them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I guarantee you, Minster did not want to play us again.
No.
And that was the reason.
Yeah.
Because Witt was really, really good again.
They couldn't stop her.
They could not stop her.
You can't stop that.
Yeah.
And then you got Callie, who has turned into a shooter. Mm-hmm. She's turned into a girl who...
A shooter with confidence. Yeah, she was a shooter before.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
She finally figured out, hey, I belong here.
Yeah.
And she was allowed to shoot and nobody was mad at her.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't have been mad at her. I mean, she was just afraid of that.
We were looking for anything to score. Yeah. I mean, we were doing anything, and that's when she kind of stepped up. And
Callie Wendell's going to be good.
She's going to be good.
Callie Wendell's a shooter.
She gets her shot off, get off a little bit quicker, be better yet. But
she will. She gets stronger.
I think so, too. A little stronger she gets.
Kennedy Mollenkamp is a stud. Kennedy Mollenkamp is a stud.
She's going to be awesome. There's no doubt about
that. She's 6 foot tall. She handles the ball.
Handles the ball well.
She does.
Well, yeah. That's right.
And she's just, she comes from, her mom was a tremendous basketball player.
One of the best.
And I'm going to tell you something. I was out at the bowling alley one night, and it was after game, and she's sitting there with her folks, and we're all sitting there, and she is really level-headed. She's a sharp little kid.
She is.
And she's a hard girl not to like. She has a shitty grin.
Yeah.
She don't say nothing. She's quiet, but then, somebody say, and she'll have that little, I just love it. Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
When you see girls coming into their own like that, it's hard not to. It's then you got Carly Niekamp, who's the best shooter in the whole school.
Yeah, and she's
aggressive. No, the whole school, boys, girls.
Yeah.
If I say, okay.
CYO?
They don't count. If I say, I need somebody to make 5 free throws, Kale Rammel, Owen, Carly Niekamp, I'll take Carly.
Shooting machine.
Yep. She has the most beautiful stroke.
Yeah, good stroke. I'll give her that.
She has 13 points in the sectional semis.
Yep.
She has she's another girl's got to get stronger.
Yep.
Carly Niekamp, Kennedy Mollenkamp, Callie Wendell is going to work at basketball. They're going to work at it.
Yeah.
That success that they had will carry over for those girls. And then you bring Sage in, and then you bring in these other girls that we've talked about, and then you throw Mara in the mix. Mara's the wild card. Does Mara want to play basketball or not?
She can be really good.
She's first team Mac and had a horrible year offensively.
Yeah, if you ask her, I guarantee you she said, I didn't play very good.
Absolutely.
Yep, I guarantee she'd tell you that.
She's like the Toby kid, goes 1,000 miles an hour.
I don't know. But she learns to stop and pull up about 3 feet, knock that in. She's going to have people flying by her.
Yeah.
And she's going to make out everything.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going on record. You're going to call me an idiot.
Well, but probably not for this.
You ready for this one? You guys are going to say you're stupid.
Let's get it.
You ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
If Mara Pearson commits and works at her basketball, She's a 1,000-point scorer when she graduates.
Ooh.
Yep. She's got a shot.
Oh, absolutely.
She can average 15 a game the next two seasons.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Now, will she? I don't know, because she plays every sport.
Well, the one thing...
Every sport. I see she's playing club volleyball now. She's a tracker.
She plays a lot.
Yeah. She went state and track, right?
Yeah.
She's an unbelievable athlete.
She was hard to take it away from her. She's incredible. Yeah.
But you know what will help her, too, is she's going to have girls around her that are good, and they ain't going to be able to double team her and junk defense her, because we're going to have other girls that are really good, too.
Yep.
So I think that's going to help a bunch, too. I'm with you. If she works her butt off, she'll be a 1,000-point scorer.
Her and Rex Leverett hold the keys. I'm putting them right there.
Cadillac.
Yep. The keys to our basketball programs is Rex Leverett and Mara.
Yep.
Drive the car.
Let's go. We need you.
Let's go.
We need you bad.
Yep.
They got to work hard.
Yep.
You can't shoot enough shots.
Kamara's got to learn to shoot.
Yeah. I mean, you can do your track. You can do everything and always just catch a half hour, 45 minutes shooting.
Take a ball and dribble it around the track going 1,000.
100 mile an hour. There you go.
Yeah.
You're good. You're really good.
Lane two right-handed, lane three left-handed.
We could maybe start a new sport.
Basketball dribbling track.
Track dribbling.
Yep.
I like it.
I'd take a lot of our kids in that.
That'd be fun.
Against anybody. Yeah.
You in or out?
I'm in.
All right. You in, Rocker, or you in or out?
He can't talk. He's got his mouth
open. She is. I mean, she's just fun to watch.
She really is.
She has no idea how good she is.
When she goes by people.
She's just having
80
fun.
80 mile an hour.
Yeah.
She's just out there having fun. And you know, she'll do something, and she'll just look up at everybody and grin. And
I love her. Like before the game starts, and I'll be playing music, and she'll be singing, she'll be dancing.
Yeah.
She's just a great kid to be around.
She is.
And I am rooting like hell for her, and I'll always be a fan.
Oh, that's big.
She makes me grin every time I see her.
Yeah. Just fun kid.
Yep.
Some kind of athlete. Yeah, she is some kind of athlete.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
She's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With everything that she can do, she's a hell of a volleyball player. She's a hell of an athlete.
She's going to put some neat
I don't want to put pressure on her or anything, call her a Hall of Fame, 1,000-point scorer or anything like that. Don't think nothing to it.
No pressure. Listening. No pressure, Mara. Let's go.
Don't worry about Mara. The fat guy here on the mic. Don't worry about it. But no, I'm going to give the girls' basketball team. This is a tough grade because we only won 6 games.
Yeah.
Tough.
I'm going to give them a C- because at the end of the year, we got better.
Yeah, we did. From the beginning to the end, we got better.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that was Witt's thumb healing and
some injuries. Turning it on. Injuries will do that to you. I like you, Bobby, at C- too.
Yep. Hard to give anything better than that when they only won 6 games.
Yeah,
but
you got to win some more games. Yep.
But they were better. They got better.
I'd give them a B the last 5 games.
Okay, I'm in. I'll go with that.
I agree with that.
Or approximately 5.
Yep.
I agree with that.
Yep.
Let's take a break. Wayne Street Market is the host of Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. They give us a meat and cheese tray, peanuts. They got the whole 9 yards.
They're awesome.
Wayne Street Market, one of the best in the business. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Here at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, we want you to put the very best into your machine so you can get the very best out of your machine. Choose to use CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. Only CNH Industrial Genuine Parts are specifically engineered to fit and function perfectly with your Case IH equipment. They deliver the performance your business demands while giving you the durability your schedule depends on. So when you want to maximize your performance, go with the original, CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. To find CNH Industrial Genuine Parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Miracle Lanes has 2 great specials for you every Friday during Lent. For only $9, you can get your choice of an order of popcorn shrimp or 6 pollock wings, and each will come with fries and slaw. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Popcorn shrimp dinner or 6 pollock wings dinner, each with fries and slaw for $9. And they'll have fish and shrimp on their Friday lunch buffet every Friday during Lent. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274. Miracle Lanes is sponsoring a fun event to benefit the high school bowling teams. It's a Scotch Doubles three-game tournament on Friday, March 11th, starting at 7 p.m. Scotch Doubles is a unique two-person tournament where one bowler throws the first ball and their partner picks up the spare. You switch the order when the first bowler throws a strike, and it's a progressive no-tap tournament with the first game regular bowling, the second game is 9-pin no-tap, and the third game is 8-pin no-tap. This Scotch Doubles tournament is just $25 per two-person team, or you can just rent a lane for up to six bowlers for $60. There will be a bowling ball raffle, door prizes, and prizes for top score, and each bowler receives a free drink ticket. Here's a chance to try something different and help the high school bowling teams raise some money. The Scotch Doubles tournament, benefiting the boys and girls high school bowling teams on Friday night, March 11th. To reserve your spot, stop into Miracle Lanes or call or text 419-852-9962. The public is invited to come and see the new weight equipment in the Jerome and Maurice Greasep Athletic Training Center, better known as the SAC. The equipment was provided by the Athletic Booster Club and an anonymous donor. This event will be held on Saturday afternoon, March 5th, from 2 to 3 p.m. Our school wants us all to see the great things that are happening at our school and how it can benefit our schools and our community. Mark your calendars now for Saturday, March 5th, between 2 and 3 in the afternoon, and stop by and see the new equipment at our Student Activity Center.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Andy Bonville, and how you doing, Randy Bonville?
Good. Roger.
What was your talk about tonight? What'd you talk about?
Yeah, the usual.
What?
Pop culture.
Today's birthdays, gang. Today's
good birthdays.
Yep, today and yesterday's.
We had Daisy Duke.
The Duke, nice.
Daisy Duke's birthday today?
Yep. Yesterday, but yeah.
She's 38.
68.
Opie Taylor, also 68.
Ron Howard, 68.
Ron Howard.
Okay, so here's one for you, right?
Okay.
So Monday was the anniversary of the most watched show in the history of TV.
Yes, MASH.
MASH.
That is fine. Correct. Did fine you announce episode? That?
Yeah. No, I didn't hint that, but it was a Monday, so we don't usually do.
Okay, so here's one for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Name the stars that appeared as guests in that show.
Oh, that's quite a few of them.
Oh, you damn right.
I don't remember any of them. I haven't watched MASH since that day. Mm. I don't think I ever watched.
Well, no reruns.
You got George Wendt as one of them.
Rocker, God love you. That is correct. Ron Howard,
Lawrence Fishburne.
Well, nobody had heard of George Wendt back then. He was
Patrick Swayze.
Very good. Keep going.
Nobody even knew who he was. Nobody even knew who he was.
Oh, my favorite one, Leslie Nielsen.
Moriarty.
Oh, Moriarty.
Rub in, rub off, or something like that.
Wax on, wax off.
Wax on, wax off. Rub in.
Arnold. Arnold from Happy Days.
Yes. Arnold. That is correct.
The good Arnold. The generic one.
So then they asked, this.
Uh-huh.
Name your favorite episode of MASH of all time.
My favorite of all time is when Frank starts hard air raiding, jumps in the tank.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Fee?
When they were bombing Colonel Blake. Remember when he's...
Oh, my God. That was great.
He has a toilet bowl and they blew the thing up.
Yeah.
Boom. He just kept going boom.
That was a classic one.
That was a classic.
When you think back of that show and all the great... You know, I think back of when McLean Stevenson's plane went down.
That was unbelievable.
Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake.
Survivors. I cried for a while.
I still get.
I didn't like him.
Huh?
Well, and the show goes quiet.
He was one of the
Henry Blake.
He was one of the people that they wrote in, so you didn't like him.
Oh, I love Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake.
Well, he was the guy that they were always playing tricks on, and you were, and nobody was mad that they were playing tricks on him because you didn't like him.
Yeah, I like the one of my favorites when the. Potter and Hawkeye were drunk and they were getting shot at and he gave Pierce, I demand you to fire that pistol. pistol. Like that, you're fired. And he put it back.
Put it back.
He would not shoot that pistol.
Yeah.
How about Frank blowing up the ammo dump?
Yeah, they kept the yeah, the 5 o'clock good. Charlie.
5 o'clock Charlie.
Yeah, that was MASH was one of my all timers.
Oh, my, no doubt.
It was one of my all timers. I loved it.
You know, the sad part about for me it was, you know, my dad me watched that religiously.
Yep.
So the night that that last episode came on, Dad was on the road.
Oh, really?
So I ended up having to watch it all by myself.
Yep.
Bitch.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a question. You're not allowed to answer because I know you know the answer.
Oh, Kenoki.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Harold Feeley, Neil Spencer. Mm. Okay.
Okay.
What was the name of the last episode?
Am I the tiebreaker on this in case?
I don't know that.
Farewell.
Do you remember it?
Goodbye, yes. Farewell. Something else. Goodbye, farewell.
And amen.
Amen.
Remember that?
Yep.
And then at the end, Paul clean or BJ takes off on a motorcycle and he's got Paul right there. He says goodbye on it.
Yeah, says goodbye.
That was just tremendous.
That was a great finish. The only thing I didn't like about the finish was the killing the baby, the chicken. Remember?
Yeah,
because they made him cuckoo and he was nuts, and then they finally realized
that was deep. That was deep.
That was pretty a little
deep.
Too.
That was a little deep for a comedy.
Here's my thing. You know, being a fan of the show.
Yep.
There was. I had to say I never had a bad episode.
Yep. Nope.
But there's at least a couple of them that they could have done without, and I think one of them was during the last three seasons. The dream episode.
Huh? It was deep. They tried to get you to.
They were deep.
But it was over the top, and it's.
I mean, I see where you're at. But it was
And it's like they said, some came out. I don't know why they came bring these things up, but they said that the guy that played Frank Burns said that it was boring. The last episode was boring. What? Why?
Larry Linville?
Yeah,
he has pretty Alzheimer's.
Yeah, he does.
He's an idiot.
Yeah,
he's about like Neil.
About.
Let's talk boys basketball. Varsity style.
Boys. Varsity boys.
Boys basketball team finishes a record of 15-8.
15-8.
And I predicted before the season started.
14-something.
14-8.
Yep. Pretty close.
That was my prediction.
Well, that would have been pretty close.
Yeah.
I was thinking that would have been right on the regular season, but that wouldn't have been right.
So what did we end up in the regular season?
If we, I would think we had 22 games, so it would have been
14-8, right?
We ended up I don't know what we actually ended up, but 14-8 would be about right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's 14-8.
Yeah. Yep. I was thinking that the one we lost in the tournament was our eighth loss, but that might not be right.
I think it was.
Might have been the New Bremen game was our eighth loss.
Yeah, but, I can't remember now. Did we play them all?
I think so. Pretty sure we did. Pretty sure we got 22 in.
22? Yeah.
Yep.
So, Fee, let's go. Let's talk a little bit about your varsity team. And
yep.
At first, let's talk about seniors.
Seniors?
Yep. You read them off, and let's go.
All right. Our first senior, Owen Judy.
Owen Judy. Let's talk a little bit about the Big O.
Big O. Big O got lost in games once in a while, I think. That kind of drove me crazy.
Yeah.
He's so good, and so he was turning down shots there in mid-season, kind of, and it just seemed like his confidence wasn't there, but then when we got down deep or got down close to the end of the games, then he took off and he would just carry the team. And you'd watch that and say, that to me, I kept watching him thinking, do that all the time. You can do that all the time. But it just never happened. It never happened for me.
Yeah, he was a hell of a player. Owen Judy's a hell of a player.
Hell of a player, yeah.
Enjoyed the crap out of watching that kid play. I thought he didn't shoot enough.
I didn't either.
I would have left that kid shoot 20 times a game.
I mean, there was a lot of times he turned shots down.
Like, I agree with you.
Jeez, I'd have cranked that. Man. Especially with his talent.
Now, would that have been because we had to run a play or because he was maybe feeling that he didn't have the stroke right then? Or
I don't know.
I don't know either. I always
have a hard time believing that kid lost his confidence because shooters just don't lose their confidence. They shoot.
Well, shooters shoot, yeah.
Yeah, like in our last game. He kept on shooting because he knew we couldn't win that game if he didn't start making shots.
Yeah, we had to have him.
And he had so many go in and out that if he could have made a couple of those shots, especially early, that game would have been completely different. But he just couldn't buy one. It was sad to watch.
Big void. That's going to be big shoes to fill.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
because he took a lot of pressure off of Kale.
Right.
He did.
I mean, between those two, that's a lot of offense.
You have to have two great defenders to stop us.
Good ball handler. You know, I'm like you, Fee. I thought a couple times, you know, he got out of the flow of the game. But for the most part, Onjuie's a hell of a basketball player.
Yeah.
I mean, a hell of a basketball player.
Yes.
Absolutely. He had a good career.
Yes, he did. And he put his mark on the program.
He's a diehard.
Absolutely. Good job, buddy. And enjoyed watching you play. Let's talk a little bit about Logan Homan. Logan didn't play last year.
No, he's out 2 years. Came back, sat out 2 years, came back. I thought Logan had a heck of a year. I mean, I was impressed with him. I thought he gets a lot of rebounds. I mean, you could tell he was lost a lot of times and just because he hadn't played.
Yeah.
You know, I just think a lot of that. It'd have been interesting if he'd played all 4 years, just see how good he'd been.
In Melton's system. And
he's just a strong kid, you know, and I think he feared not being able to run them plays and not being able to do stuff and being in the wrong spot so much that he just didn't have enough confidence in himself. But I thought this year he did. I thought he did a good job.
I thought Logan Homan is a kind of kid that I really root for.
Yeah.
Because soft spoken.
Yeah.
He's just a silent good athlete.
Good athlete. Yeah.
You know, he's a terror on the football field.
Came off of that, and that's a kid that we talked about the girls, you know, losing that and kind of coming out slow. Now to me, he came in there full confidence in basketball. I think he just was like, I can play. You know, I think I can play with these guys. You know, and he did. I thought he did a good job. He got a lot of rebounds. A lot of buckets. He had some good moves inside. He did some things that were impressive to me.
I think a couple of different games that you guys said at the next week on Sports Talk, but Dave Kalp and either Dave and Rob or Dave and Brian would he was always the player of the game. Always two, three, four times. He's player of the game. And one of those games, I think he had 2 or 3 or 4 points.
Yeah.
And he was a player of the game because he just made a difference.
Did a lot of stuff.
Now one thing that I saw early, and I'm probably wrong about it, but it just seemed to me like he could not get a break. He was always getting called for
a foul
that they didn't call on anybody else. And he wasn't like hacking or anything. It was just regular playing basketball, and he seemed to be getting fouls called on him that they weren't calling on anybody else. And it was different games, different teams, different officials. Yeah. So I'm probably wrong on that because everybody else can't be wrong.
Well,
but it just seemed like he just could not get a break.
Yeah. One thing I liked about Logan, too, that he could do, he guarded some people that were pretty good players on the other team.
You know,
and I think like the Botkins kid he guarded. I mean, that kid was quick, you know, and Logan did a pretty good job staying with him. I mean, he got him a few times, but I thought there were some matchups there that it was going to be tough for us to stop those kids without a big, strong kid that had to have some quickness.
Yep.
And he showed that. I thought that was good.
I would say Logan had a good year, by golly. You should be proud of the effort.
Yeah, I'm glad he went out. It was a lot of fun watching him.
Yes, it was.
Yep.
He was fun to watch.
How about Riley Heiser?
Riley's one of them guys you just got to root for. You know, he's just a neat kid, you know. And I feel like that Riley came out because he wanted to be with his buds, you know. And I think that's a cool thing. And I think he kind of knew going in, I'm probably not going to get a lot of playing time. But I'm sure he probably in the back of his head's thinking he would have liked to have seen some more playing time just to see. He had some games there. They actually brought him in the senior night, and he hit a big three. He hit a couple big threes, I think, that night.
Got a three and a two.
Pretty cool, you know.
Early
in the game. And I mean, I think Riley could come in and spot guys, give him a break, you know. And I enjoyed watching him. And I love kids like that. I remember Trevor Vaughn was a kid like that didn't get to play a lot, you know, but would cheer on his teammates and was a great teammate. Sometimes you have guys that are great teammates that don't get to play a lot. I feel like Riley Heiser is one.
And one of the things that Coach Melton brought up, I think probably the last game or one of the last games in the post game show, they were asking about Riley. It might have been the senior night. But anyway, those guys have to go be the team, the MAC team that they're preparing for.
Yeah.
So those guys have to go be somebody else doing this and this and this.
Yep. This is what he does.
Knowing that they're probably not going to get in the game and do their thing. But by doing the other team's thing, they are making their friends, their buddies, their teammates better.
Yep.
How about Caleb Evers?
Caleb Evers, above and beyond what I thought. I thought he played great this year.
I did too.
Yeah. He was about mid-season, he really kind of caught a flow there. And then it kind of helped because at that time, Daniel Patch got hurt.
Yep.
So we were kind of missing that big fella. And man, oh man, Caleb
Evers had a hell of a year.
He had a great year.
Yes, he did.
He's not one of those kids easy to root for.
Easy to root for that boy.
Caleb Evers, you did good, brother.
Yep, absolutely.
Great.
So we look at what we got going. We thank the seniors for a job well done.
Yep.
Let's look at what we got coming back. So we're going to start with Cale Rammel. If you watched that Lima Perry game, that kid was unbelievable.
He's a player. There's no doubt about it.
He was unbelievable.
Yes.
Hard to stop.
I don't know if Cale Rammel. I know he knows he's a good basketball player. I don't know if he knows how good he can be. Cale Rammel can.
He did anything.
Get his basketball paid for.
Oh yeah,
he can play D2.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I think so, too.
I think Cale Rammel. He had a play. He had a number of great plays against Perry. He was all over the place. He was winded. He sucked it up. He played his ass off.
He did play his butt off.
He was gassed.
Yeah.
He had a play in the fourth quarter where he come down. And, you know, he was just going straight to the hole. And he was about at the foul line. And I know there was a guy, you know, and he went and he laid it in kind of a finger roll. Next year, he'll dunk that sucker.
Yeah.
Because he'll jump right over that guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And when he learns that, when he learns he's the best player on the court, when he realizes there's how good he is, then
he can be,
he's Greg Kolick.
He's going to be.
Then he's Elijah Kolick. Yeah. Then he's Wade Gellhouse.
Yeah. Then he's interesting. Then that's putting him in some big
You're damn right. And he can be that good.
And he could.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But he really can.
Yeah.
He's got a great stroke. He's as good a kid. I mean, you want your daughter to marry him.
Yeah, he's a great kid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of kid he is.
Yeah. He's a great kid.
But when he learns that he will be a top 10 player to ever come out of our school. He could really be there.
He can dominate.
And if he does, and we get these other kids, if you look at Landon Post, where he started the year to where he finished the year, Landon Post had a tremendous game against Perry.
He did have a
Landon Post had a nice finish to his season. Yeah. New Bremen.
Yep.
You know, he ain't scared to get fouled and make a free throw.
Nope.
You know, he's
got a good stroke.
He does.
I mean, I feel like he kind of felt like maybe he wasn't supposed to shoot as much this year, but next year, that ain't going to be the case.
No.
Next year, when he gets that open look, he's going to have to hit it.
And he needs to take those shots to take some of that pressure off of Cale or whoever else may be stepping up there.
He's another one's got to shoot a million shots, too.
Think about him and Rex and Troy and all them guys.
Yeah.
Boys, we need you to shoot the basketball.
Yes.
Tell you what, we got
Go
down the park. We got the old turn the lights on and play all night.
Yep. Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
Get some shooting in, have some fun.
I think that you touched on a couple of Dan Patch. What's going to happen with Dan? You know, he's got surgery on his shoulder.
He's got surgery coming. You know, who knows? I mean, I'm gonna cross my fingers and he's going to work hard and maybe he'll sneak back in about seven months or 8 months.
You worry about Dan with now that he's going to be laid up. You know, is he going to be able to stay in shape?
Yeah,
and that's going to be tough for him because he's going to have to. He's going to be in a sling for three or four months, and he's got to get himself in shape. You know, he's not. You know, I love Patch. I love Dan. I love that family.
Great family.
And I hope for the best for the kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We just got to hope he recovers quick and feels good and everything comes back better and stronger. You know, a lot of those Tommy John surgeries, the arms are better. You know, sometimes they come back and feel stronger and better than what they were. So hopefully he's going to be one of them.
Yep. And then, you know, we talked about Troy Homan. Troy's going to get every shot to play next year. Yep. You talked about Wyatt Grover. Wyatt Grover was one of those kids this year who I don't know how. I thought he's a hell of a. I mean, a kid can flat out shoot the ball.
He can shoot.
Yes.
Yep. You know, he's a shooter.
Yeah.
And I hope that he sticks with it.
Yeah.
Seemed like he handled the ball very well.
To me, if you can shoot it, you can play.
Yeah.
And maybe that's not
the problem. And he handles the ball. Yeah. Yeah. He handles the ball well. So he can make shots, I think.
I think he can, too. So,
yeah.
So, Fee, I need a grade. Once again, we didn't win a sectional. We haven't won a sectional for too long.
Yeah, that one hurts.
And I know Coach Melton's the same way. God dang it, we got to win a tournament game. First thing we got to do next year, we got to beat somebody that we shouldn't beat.
Yeah.
We've never done that in years.
Yeah,
we've
beat a big team.
When have we upset a team?
Yeah.
We need to.
Yep. We haven't done that in a while.
No. We got to get that done next year. That should be our goal next year. We want to beat a team better than we are.
We got to beat some teams.
And it seemed to me like, and I could be remembering this wrong, it seemed like a lot of games we got down early. And in my head, and I'm sure it's one or two games instead of all of them, but it seemed like we had teams shooting over our zone early in the games. And then all of a sudden, when they're making them, we're down 15 points. And now we're fighting our way back. We never get ahead of those teams that we should play even or beat. And then we're down. And, you know, sometimes we would come back and win those games. But a lot of times we didn't because we were down too far before we ever, you know, we were a second-half team. And we come back and make a great comeback. I want to be ahead 15 points instead of down 15 points at halftime and make them come after us.
I agree. I
don't know if that just seemed... thinking back on it, that seemed like how it went. That might not be how it really went, but it seemed like we had teams getting ahead of us, making threes over our zone early in the game, and we were not making them, or we were thrown off a little bit, and we were down.
I just think that our program is like right here, okay, and I'm like nose high.
Yep.
And we got to figure out, you know, next year we're going to win 15 games again.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't even have to do, you know, and we'll win 15. Now, how are we going to win 18?
That's what
we got to figure out.
Because that's beating.
How are we not going to lose that New Bremen game like we lost this year?
That's beating three teams we shouldn't beat.
Yep.
We can't lose that game. We have to. Our guard play has got to get better.
Yeah.
To where we can handle that rush, that flurry.
Yeah.
And we got to make it's just part of the grow up. Part.
Yep.
Yeah. And we got to get there.
And several of those teams have thrown a full court press, a trap thing at us at various times and sometimes all during the game, like maybe Tri-Village did to us. Some of those teams have done that.
And that game particularly, I thought we got beat up there pretty good. And they didn't call a lot. I mean, Landon Post probably got two or three offensive fouls just because he couldn't move. I mean, he was trying to push the guy off and we get up. And you can't take... We need him in the game. I mean,
they bank in a three.
Bank a three in. Yep.
And I think Perry banked a three in.
They did in the first half.
Yeah.
How come we never bank in a damn three?
We can't get a banker. We call him.
Nah, dang it.
Bank.
Give us a break.
Can't catch a break.
Well, Fee, give me a letter grade for the boys basketball team.
I was pretty impressed this year, actually. You know, going in, I wasn't sure what we were going to have. Mm-hmm. You know, I knew we were going to have two really good players, and then... Didn't know what the mix was going to be after that. I would say a solid B+.
B+. Big Fee going B+. McSpence?
I'm going B+, somewhere in there.
B+.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to be a little tougher because I figured us to win 14. We got there. I would say I'm going to go C with... I'm going to go a solid C, only because we never beat somebody we shouldn't have.
Yep.
If we would have beat one team during the season, like if we beat Bremen the last game of the year, then I would have probably gave us a B- or B. Yep. You know, we're 15-7. That's a hell of a season in our league.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
But we didn't, and Yeah, I just think that we got to figure that out.
Yeah, and there were several times when we would be sitting up here, or the guys announcing the game would be sitting there saying, you know, if we win this game and Versailles beats New Bremen and something here, we can be co-champion and probably not champion, but we had one loss and had a chance to be, and if we could have beat this team, had a little more momentum, another team, and then we're tied for the league championship.
Yeah, I mean, we should
ended
never
up with four losses.
And I don't want to say we should never, but we should have beat St. John's.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We should have beat Colorum. We should have beat New Bremen. And if we win those games, guess what?
We're
tied for the MAC.
We are tied for the MAC. That's right.
And those are three games that if you ask Coach Melton, he'd say, we should have beat them.
We should have had them.
Yep. And we were better than St. John's. We were a better team than Delphi St. John's.
Definitely. Oh, I think so.
Yeah. Sure. And we were sure as hell a better team than Coldwater. And that was just a laying an egg. That happens.
Yep.
Yeah.
But we outplayed Bremen.
Coldwater was another one of those that they made those threes early.
And they banked some threes in again.
Yeah, and we were behind. We were way down. When we know we're a better team than they are, and they're throwing in threes over our zone, and we can't stop them, or we didn't stop them. I shouldn't say we can't. We just didn't.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I once again had a wonderful time following Fort Recovery Indian basketball. I love it.
Basketball.
I love the kids. I love the whole thing. I love going to the games. There's nothing better than Fort Recovery Fieldhouse. On a Friday night, league night.
When it's rocking.
When that place is rocking. I love it. I get goosebumps. I still get goosebumps.
Yep.
Better. Yep, that's right. So, Fee, next week we're going to turn our attention to baseball, and we're going to... Spring sports are starting, you know what? We will get Coach Eink in here.
Yeah.
Sometime. I know he's going to be busy. I know that. But it is... I'm hate Rob Manfred. I will hate Rob Manfred. I hate the major league owners. I'm down on baseball. I'm down on him because I love baseball so much it just kills me.
It's driving us
crazy. Bubba, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Let's say you take over as baseball commissioner tomorrow.
Okay.
How do you handle that kind of labor situation?
Well, he's just a puppet for the owners. The owners are the pricks.
Yeah.
Now, the players make a lot of money. I understand that. I understand that. But baseball owners, I read this today, that the average team owned, how was this set up? The average Major League Baseball team's worth in the last 10 years went up somewhere between $14 and $40 million.
That don't surprise me.
That was that team's worth.
You know what the good portion of that comes from, though?
TV.
TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, baseball especially.
Yeah. Well, TV should be the ones putting the pressure on somebody because they're losing advertising revenue.
Yeah.
If they can't advertise baseball, you know, their advertisers are going to start walking away from them.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal for MLB Network or anybody else that's doing any of that. They need to get those games on because that's money for those people. Yeah. So they need to be putting pressure on somebody. You know, there's so much money in baseball. They ought to be able to figure out how to do that. I mean, there are some teams like the small market, like the Reds and some of those that don't make billions upon billions of dollars like L.A. and New York and Chicago. But there's plenty of money. And it may just be where the Reds end up where they are now. And usually they get some pretty good players and then they can't pay them enough and they go somewhere else. But, you know, we've gotten used to that. And we've actually had our share of World Series championships more than most other small market teams, but you know, there's so much money there. Somebody's got to figure out how to get it out to the players.
If I'm Bob Castellini and I have more money than I'll ever, I got more money than God.
Yep.
Okay. And Castellanos wants to come back and play, but he wants a big chunk.
Yep.
If you are an owner, and if you are, you didn't get that way from not being competitive. You didn't make that money from being just a. I mean, I know you're a subtle businessman and all that good stuff, but there's got to be part of you that wants to be competitive.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know? So wouldn't you think that, you know, he'd say, hey, you know, I'm Bob Castellini. I got $400 million. I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Get in the money.
And I don't understand why you wouldn't pay
him. And everybody's going to come to the games.
Yep.
You put a good product out there, we'll come watch it.
Well, but then you have a team like the Cubs and the Cleveland Indians that for decades upon decades couldn't even get into a World Series, much less win one, and their fans were so avid they would support them no matter what. So it doesn't matter if you pay enough to have great players out there to win these games, because your fans are going to give you money no matter what.
Yeah.
That's one thing I always thought was interesting about the difference between the Bengals and the Browns. The Browns will fill the stadium with a one-win team.
Yeah.
The Bengals, they'll have half full with an eight-win team. So their fans aren't putting up with mediocre teams. So is that good? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely supporting your Cleveland Browns no matter what.
I didn't check my text messages.
Oh,
text.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. Perry Hall.
Perry. Ooh.
Swimming. C.
Swim?
Nobody C. advanced to state. C.
Ooh. Yeah, that's about right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bowling, no clue. B, maybe.
We did pretty well.
Our girls and boys were competitive.
Girls were decent.
Girls got finished one spot out of state.
Yeah, yep. Damn near made it.
Girls get B+. Plus.
B+. Yep. Plus.
Yep.
I was actually watching them on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Their districts. I enjoyed the crap out of that.
I watched a little bit.
You know who's a good bowler? Dilworth.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that
who's Riley's sister?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Kendra, I think it is. No, that's a mom.
Kendra.
That's a
mom.
Yeah.
No, yeah. She's a good bowler.
Good.
That's awesome.
Donnie Werkamp chimes in. Big Donnie listens. He's one of our favorite listeners,
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
He said,
I hope he wasn't criticizing our school board.
No, you better not. Donnie says, it's time to win a new sectional, and he believes we can do it with Coach Melton. And he also says, Kale is the best player on the floor every night, no matter who we play.
Probably right.
Can't argue with that.
Probably right.
Yep.
Yep. So,
well,
so
he played well against a Stonebreaker who was player of the league and player of the year in the league. Yep. But
best player in the league is that sophomore Kanapke kid.
Who?
Marion Local is loaded. They are freaking loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
They're loaded.
Yep. I'm afraid.
That Kanapke, that 6'10 Kanapke is a sophomore?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. I don't know if he's 6'10", but he's
big.
6'7". He's a hoss.
He's a hoss.
Yeah. He's big. He's not just tall. He's a big kid.
He's a hoss.
And he has some talent.
Yep. Yeah. He does. Yeah. He's good. Yeah. He's good. Man. But they play Spencerville. That'd be a barn burner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, I got to see a little bit of that before our game last week ago tonight. That was pretty good. Was that a week ago tonight?
So
was
is Fort Carey Radio doing baseball this year?
Yes, we are.
Yep.
Okay. Are you going to help with that?
I think me and Fee and Calpe will probably do some games in there.
Oh, yeah. Fee's not on the coaching staff anymore.
They fired him. Fired me out. I'm out.
I'll be darned.
Or you fired yourself.
Or I fired myself. What? Maybe that might be it.
No, Fee got fired.
They kicked me out.
He is a horrible coach. He cost the state championship.
too many guys getting thrown out.
Yeah, but that was a few years ago. They're just now realizing that.
We do
that.
Not forget.
Can't take it.
Well, apparently they forgot for a couple of years.
We did?
Apparently, because he was still coaching. Yeah, that's we're planning to do every game, baseball,
yep.
And as many softball games as we can.
Nice.
And so planning to get as much of that as we can possibly do.
And before I leave, I have one last thing.
Uh-oh, what's that?
And I want to just take my hat off to you gentlemen. I seen the Fort Recovery community.
Fort Recovery Radio
got the
Christmas Gala.
Christmas Gala got a. We got something.
We got an award.
That the mayor always gives out to the group that is doing things that year the best for the community.
Yeah.
And one of the comments he made on, I think. When Rob was talking to him either Wednesday or Friday last week during the game or before the game or halftime, was it, those guys should probably get this every year. You guys, you know, as Christy Diller put it, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen, and I can't stop watching.
Well, you're going to be there to accept the award, correct?
I'm not, because I have nothing to do with that committee. I'm not really on that committee. That's you, Bill, Jack, and Harold, and Rocker.
You are accepting the award.
You got to.
Yeah, you and Rocker.
No, that's all. That's Jack and Bill. I don't decide who gets the money.
You know
what I do? I get you drinks and snacks and get out of the way.
And you do good.
And I take the drinks.
And you have a drinking problem.
I get drinks and snacks and stay out of the way. That's what I do.
You know what, though? People pray that I have a drinking problem.
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah.
They were so disappointed. I've heard this for the last 2 months.
More Fireball?
He disappointed.
They were so disappointed I didn't go batshit crazy.
It's because you're getting older and wiser.
That's right.
And more responsible.
Yep.
You know, and you know, 2.5 hours of, you know, clean entertainment. I just scruff it up with 5 minutes of
out of control.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate that, and
that's pretty cool.
We will accept that with open arms, and we love doing that. So.
Journey 1980 something.
Open arms. That's very good.
Very good.
Big V, we'll see you next Wednesday.
We're back at it.
Come back with another sports talk. Year number what?
We've been at it 7 years.
How come sports talk has not got an award?
We should get something.
Should.
That's unbelievable.
The Fort Recovery Radio most popular show.
8 years.
Well, it'd be the second most popular show of my cohort would get his.
Yes.
What's that supposed to mean?
Breakfast with Bill.
We had more listeners.
No, you didn't.
Huh?
I have no idea.
Big.
Everybody gets a whole bunch of listens in the archives. It's just crazy.
Breakfast with Bill sucked.
That was what was great about it.
That's what made it all.
It's the most terrible show ever.
I still get people saying, was Bill that dumb?
He is that dumb. He is an idiot. Yep.
Sometimes he plays it. Sometimes he really is.
He is really dumb. No, he's dumb. Thank you guys for listening out there. We will be back next Wednesday night. Next Sports Wednesday. Talk presented by...
Hey, Wayne Street.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.